Jamaica Made.
Stories of Jamaican innovation and enterprise.
Jamaica Made.
Showcasing Jamaican companies and individuals making a difference at home and abroad.
Today we're at one of Kingston's hotspots for food with a distinct energy that keeps the roughly 5,000 patrons per month satisfied and constantly coming. I am Twyla Whelan. Follow me inside Chilito's, Jamaica's first Jamaican cuisine restaurant. It's a usual lunch hour, and people are trickling in ones and twos to get their takeout or engage in 60-minute conversations. As you enter the establishment, you will notice the open floor setup with benches for larger groups and tables and chairs further down left for smaller sets. With the bar to your left, surrounded by wooden panels and the occasional cocktails, tacos and chimichangas floating overhead to the next table, the only thing this space may be missing is the beach. I'm sitting with one of the owners and operators of Chilito's on Hope Road, Mr. Christopher Box. Mr. Box, I'd like to get a little glimpse into your life before Chilito's. I know Mr. Hammond could not be here today, but could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Half my family is from Portland, Buff Bay, a little village called Ithanside. My dad's family is from rural St. Andrew, Manning's Hillside. And I grew up in Manor Park, Tapakans and Spring Road.
So you're at UTEC studying construction management.
That was something always very fascinating to me, and I think I loved the process. So I said, you know what, let's give this a try.
So how far along were you in your degree program? Did you complete it?
I completed it.
So why entrepreneurship? Why didn't you stay in your field?
My father passed away when I was 21 and I went into his company. I was there for a few years and it gave me a lot of the perspective that I have now. After that, I decided to branch out on my own to go away from construction, and I'd always had a passion for cooking, and I decided to have a catering company. Myself and Craig, my now business partner, started up a catering company called Box Food, and we really cut our teeth on that. We made a lot of mistakes, but we learned a lot. And most importantly, we learned about our business dynamic. We saw each other at our very worst, but we also saw each other pick each other up.
Could you tell me a little bit about the origins of Chilito's?
It was started by three half-Mexican, half-Jamaican siblings. It was started in 2007. Actually, there was an original location, which not that many people know about, out by JC. But then that closed, and then they came back to Jamaica and opened up the one that was at 64 Hope Road in 2007. It stayed there until 2015 when we took over, and it had its ups and it had its downs, but it was a very solid brand and a very popular restaurant.
What exactly is Jamaican cuisine?
The previous owners are the true definition of Jamaican. They had a Mexican mother and a Jamaican father, and so Jamaican cuisine, you could say, started in their kitchen. You know, the origins of the jerk chicken taco and the ackee taco started from them. So what we see as Jamaican is more than a cuisine. It's a culture, and it's something that kind of organically formed at the old restaurant as a combination of influences of both the previous owners and the clientele that used to go there. Even the nature of the structure itself helped form the vibe that we have now.
Chilito's provides a source of income for roughly 30 people. Welton Anderson has been working at Chilito's for 1 year now and says the company is very family oriented.
And I think my skill set would be fitted here.
How do customers usually respond to the food and service?
Food, second to none. The service, it's better. Very awesome. Excellent service.
As important as a unified team is to making any business a success, it can't go anywhere without its patrons. Jessica Thompson is a return customer and says what attracted her to Chilito's was the concept of Jamaican food, as the company does a good job of marrying her two favorite cuisines. So Jessica, have you ever had a bad experience here?
No, I can't recall having a bad experience here.
And what do you consider the best attributes of this restaurant?
Well, I think Chilito's is a really comfortable space. It's open. I'm attracted to the breezy layout of it and how welcoming everyone is. And I think it's just a really casual atmosphere where you can have some great food.
When I asked Mr. Box about the plans for expansion, he said for this year, the plan is to cement the brand's policies and methods, and then after, it could be spread to the rest of Jamaica and possibly the Caribbean. Chilito's is a classic example of the possibilities of entrepreneurship in Jamaica, creating, or in this case, revamping a Jamaican brand and creating mass appeal. These men started off as customers, and now they're owners. And while I have no intentions of buying Chilito's, I will be indulging in some chimichangas and a glass of pineapple juice. I am Twyla Whelan. Thanks for listening to this week's Jamaica Made. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.